This is a recording of Dr. Tom Rozell for Sunday, April 22nd, 2018. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozell Live by Dr. Tom Rozell, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
And welcome to the Dr. Tom Rozell Live Show. We are in studio and we are here to take your questions. And today, obviously, you can tell Dr. Rozell is not here. And so what we're going to be doing is I have a guest with me. I'm Dr. Stephanie Pina, licensed acupuncturist and naturopath over at the Rozell Center for Healing. And we're going to talk about questions that come up commonly with different types of patients when they first come in and when the public thinks about what we do and how we work together as a team. But as a team, I can't do it alone. So I have brought back in to the studio Dr. Kristen West, and she's going to be serving as the chiropractic side. Welcome, Dr. West.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. She's getting new to this. We're going to have her on the radio show a lot more. You're probably seeing her face in the office and start doing the lectures as well, too. So the good thing is she's welcome to a great chiropractor. And one of the things that we're going to go back and forth on is talk about when people are coming in, how do they combine everything that we do in the office? How do we get the most out of the experience that they have by really looking and saying, let's treat the cause of what's going on, but then let's do it multidimensional, and let's do this by bringing in how chiropractic, acupuncture, nutrition works for that biochemical, structural, mental, emotional aspects that we always talk about here on the show. Dr. West, I know from a chiropractic standpoint, it's really important, one, that we're seeing patients come in and that they're working on structure, and that's why they come in frequently, especially at the beginning. Tell me a little bit more about how chiropractic helps general health in general, and how they essentially, how someone who doesn't know anything about our practice really needs to understand how that piece is so important.
Yeah, so I'm going to start a little bit by just explaining, kind of briefly the gist of chiropractic, so to speak. So chiropractic in general, we tend to diagnose and, treat particular misalignments of the spine. Those misalignments are important for a couple different reasons. The first reason being that the misalignment in the spine, whether it's just a slight misalignment or you have some degenerative changes going on, that misalignment can put pressure, or actually impede the nerve that exits the spine that flows through that particular joint. And if that is not functioning the way they should, then it actually can cause certain muscle dysfunction as well as organ dysfunction. And the reason that it causes that is because you have 31 pairs of nerves that kind of exit the spine, and then they go to branch. One branch goes to the muscle, one branch goes to the organ. And so we can check muscles kind of on the outside, especially with what we do in applied kinesiology, to kind of figure out, all right, is it just a structural component, or is there also the organ component as well, since there is that muscle-organ relationship due to the nerve.
So I think that's important because most people think I'm just getting my back cracked.
Absolutely.
And I think that's one of the surprising things when patients come in is they try to understand, oh my goodness, like how are the chiropractors talking about nutrition and why are they talking about my digestive tract and why are they talking about my sleep patterns and my adrenal stress and how do I deal with everything else? That's all part of this interconnection between the nervous system, the organ system, the muscles, the endocrine system, the things that turn us on and off and how we have to function. And what I think is most interesting too is when you look at some of the charts and stuff that we try to explain to some of the patients, it's all really laid out there for them, but it's not something that they normally see like in a regular chiropractic office.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. And a lot of times, like you touched on a little bit about the different systems, so the adrenal function, digestive system, all of those systems we can take a look at due to that organ-muscle relationship. And a lot of people are thrown off, like you said, because, you know, their mindset of just chiropractic is just the structural component. And so with that component, with applied kinesiology, we're able to actually dive a little deeper and check out kind of the root causes of that particular system. A lot of times, especially with what we see now, is diet playing a huge role in the intestinal system. So yes, there is a structural component as well. We need to make sure that everything's functioning correctly in terms of the actual digestive system. But then you also need to dive a little bit deeper and figure out, okay, what kind of things are they putting in their body? You know, do they have a past history of an infection that they can't get over? Things along those lines. It's really important to kind of dive in and get the underlying cause of everything as well.
Right. So one of the things that we first do too, whether a patient's coming in and seeing me for acupuncture, you for chiropractic, is almost right off the bat, they're doing a diet diary, which, yes, they don't like to do because you all have to track down what you're going to do for a week and you can't lie on it. All of a sudden one day looks really great and then the next day doesn't look so great. We know something's happening. But first of all, that gets the patient aware of what they're eating, because a lot of times we just eat
yes.
and snack, and it's just a matter of we're just going through the day and grabbing what is, and we don't realize what effect that can actually have. Or if we're skipping meals itself, that's not a good thing either. Our blood sugars can change, our adrenals get stressed, and then we wonder why we're crashing in the afternoon and stuff. So what's interesting is when we give those diet diaries out, that's a precursor almost to looking into dietary function in the digestive tract and how things are going to get broken down in the body and how we can heal well.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times I've had several patients actually thank me for giving them the food diary because they haven't necessarily experienced that before with anyone. And they've actually been honest with me and told me, you know, hey, I knew you were going to be looking at this, so I wanted to make sure that I put down, you know, every possible healthy thing that I could. And they actually thanked me for giving them that food diary because that allowed them to really figure out, okay, the things that I'm putting in my body, even if she's not going to be looking at the diary, the things that I'm putting in my body are really important. So I need to be able to stick to those things.
Right. And like I said, it's that first observational sign.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now a part of my healthcare, not just being told what to do and take this or that. I understand that I have a play in there. And dietary part, just like when they're sitting with Sue, Roselle, the nutritionist, or Mary Jane, the nutritionist, one of the hardest parts of it, that's the hard part. That's the lifestyle part. We can't randomly show up out of the blue when you're getting ready to sit down for lunch and kind of say, maybe
yeah.
you shouldn't be doing that.
Yes.
And we can adjust and we can do treatments like acupuncture and herbs and stuff. But that's a decision that every single person has to make multiple times throughout the day. So it's easy to say, oh, I did so well the first time. Yesterday was so great. I'm going to just completely crash. Or I'm on the road. What am I going to do? So at least you're much more aware of it. And that feeding into the digestive tract is always interesting too, because we know that the nervous, it's almost like the digestive tract has its own nervous system. And some of the same neurohormones that are basically being produced in the brain are also being produced in the gut.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes a lot of sense that if you're working on the nervous system and you just want to say chiropractic is just about the nervous system, well, there you go. There's another piece that automatically connects it together.
Right. And then you kind of also have to throw in the fact that a lot of things that you put in your system causes inflammation as well. And so if you have a structural component, you have low back pain, everything that you put into it is only going to feed that inflammation and make the pain worse. So it's really important to kind of have that double mindset, okay, yeah, I do need to focus on the intestines while they're actually focusing on the structure as well. It's getting to the root cause of
right.
everything.
And sometimes it seems like patients will come in and the first thing they notice is that change in the diet too.
Absolutely.
You know, they feel you moving things around and it feels great, but then all of a sudden they're like, you know, I added a little bit of water with lemon in the morning and my digestive tract seems like it's kicking up a little bit better and it's not sitting there and feeling that fullness. And it's those little things that we start with before we even dive into, okay, what foods are we taking out? What foods are you not responding to? And also like when we should be eating as well too. So the basic stuff is where the take home message is, especially after the first couple of visits. And then we start diving into what is it that's particularly having an effect on you. Yeah. And that's where we send you to Sue and Mary Jane and their real true specialties. And, even Mary Jane has a lecture coming up in a couple of weeks on recipes and kind of, she's the shopping guru. I say, like, if you could grab Mary Jane and send her to the grocery store, you'd be all set. She could just shop with you for the week. So if everyone's looking forward to that lecture, I am. I'm going to say, okay, tell me how to do this. Even from a doctor's perspective, because we get crazy schedules too. So
yeah, I was actually joking with her a little bit yesterday because she was showing me some of the recipes that she had for that talk. And I joked with her. I'm like, I'm just going to have to hire you as my personal chef because some of the recipes and the pictures that she showed me looked amazing. So I'm looking forward to that lecture.
I'm sure that's in the next extension of the Rozelle Center for Healing, like the kitchen and the meal program and the spa and everything else that goes yeah. along with it. But you're listening to us, and what we're going to talk about today is Dr. Wes is going to join me, Dr. Stephanie Pina, and talk about how do we connect the different types of treatments that we offer at the Rozelle Center for Healing. And whether you're treating with us or elsewhere, why would you put different types of therapies together? How do different healthcare practitioners that are working on more of the natural causes, the holistic effects, how does that work together, and why is it so beneficial that you seek multiple practitioners? I mean, the best thing about us is we're working the same office. We actually sit right next to each other in the doctor's room. And essentially what happens is that really does create a team approach because your information goes from one person to the other. And if there's a question, I don't have to try to get a phone call or a fax or anything else from another office. I'd have the person right there next to me that can turn and say, well, how was her treatment? And, oh, she was sore, or this person doesn't really like the idea of acupuncture. How can I help, you know, alleviate some of that anxiety so they can get the best treatment possible? Since you've been newer to our office, one of the things I want to check on too is what have you seen that's been different with what we do here and the idea of combining different types of therapies together as far as other places that you've treated or other places where it's just strictly chiropractic?
Right, correct. So the past couple years I've been practicing in Greenville, South Carolina. And that office in particular was, it was a smaller office, but we had multiple chiropractors. Within that office, we weren't, exposed to acupuncture, nutrition. We didn't have those, kind of necessities available to us. And so the first thing that I kind of noticed right away starting at the Rozelle Center was, like you said, there's a huge team component to everything. So especially when I'm kind of explaining to patients now, when I'm talking about, you know, what I'm going to do for them, I also bring in other practitioners as well, because I truly feel that with a patient coming in with whatever kind of condition it is, whether it's digestive, whether it's appears to just be structural, it's important to build the best team for them that we can. And a lot of times I find myself, you know, almost surprised that I have all of this kind of at my disposal, because it truly is getting the patient the best care possible, especially the nutrition, acupuncture, that component. I've seen a lot of good results by kind of, you know, leading people in that direction as well as chiropractic.
Yeah, and I think what's interesting too is, you know, everything down from the patient advocacy point of view too, with Dareth Painter, who was supposed to join us as well today. We're going to do an all girls one soon, very soon, with Mary Jane and Sue as well too. It's coming. We'll do a live one of that one so that everyone can answer as many questions as possible to the ladies. But essentially we have her, and then we also have massage therapy too. So really when you're trying to look at, okay, I'm so stressed out, I'm doing everything I can possibly do, there's benefits of just massage and having that 60 minutes or half an hour to yourself to have someone else work on you can have huge effects. And then sometimes we'll also send people to massage therapy or lymphatic massage as well too, which is a very specialized type of massage. And essentially what they're doing is they're going in and they're taking the information that we give them, that we're seeing from the physical standpoint, and telling our massage therapist, this is particularly what we have to work on. Because the patient might come in and say, my shoulder hurts or my back hurts or I'm stressed out. But essentially what can happen is there's underlying causes that she can actually work on too.
Absolutely.
Especially the lymphatic side, because there's a lot, when we talk about swelling that's back and forth and we don't know what it is, it's kind of like our waste disposal system just is not flowing as well as it could. And Ivani's perfectly at going and getting in there and kind of saying, let's get that moving so that works well with everything that we do.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's absolutely a great complement to patient care. So
we'll have to try to get her on the show too.
Yeah, absolutely. Join the female.
Exactly. So we're going to cut to a quick break right now, and we're going to be back here on the Dr. Tom Rozelle Live Show. We'll be right back. And welcome back to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We're in studio here with Dr. Kristen West, a new chiropractor to our clinic. I believe practiced 3 years in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. North Carolina.
South Carolina, South but Carolina. I'm from North Carolina.
There we go. That's what it is. I get my Carolinas.
The Carolinas, yep.
You know. But and myself, Dr. Stephanie Pina, licensed acupuncturist and naturopath. I am sitting in for Dr. Tom Rozelle today. And essentially, we're talking about how things all kind of fit together here at the Rozelle Center for Healing. And essentially, when people come in, whether they're new patients or they're the public and they're coming in for one of the lectures or they're an established patient, why do things combine together the way we do? Why do we come up with the treatment plans that are so individualized for them that are different in other places? And how do we get the patient more involved in their healthcare plan? One of the things I think we were going to address when we were talking about this over the break is the fact that we have patients that come in that are very complex. They have symptoms. They've gone to other doctors and or even other chiropractors and natural health healers. And they've done a lot of work themselves, especially now with the fact that you can, there's so much available information on social media and the internet. They've done all this information. They've had blood testing done. They go, I don't know what to do with this. Are you going to make me redo everything? It can get very confusing and complicated at the very, very beginning. So they're saying, I want to start this new process, but I don't know what to do with this. Now we can take some of that information and look at it a slightly different way. And, you know, the coin term now I'll say is functional medicine, but essentially that's been what chiropractors that are trained in applied kinesiology, naturopaths and acupuncturists have been doing for a really long time. It's just looking at some of the stuff that you've already done and how do we incorporate that and kind of go, maybe this we need to add to it, to get a little bit better results or see a little bit more what's going on with you. How often does that tend to happen in the office and where do we usually start with that?
That tends to happen fairly often. So a lot of patients that come in, they are kind of confused by the situation too because they have certain symptoms and then they present certain lab work, blood work being the most common. And within that blood work, they're kind of looking through and, you know, and they'll even mention, hey, you know, this doctor that I've seen, they told me that this blood work is normal. But touching a little bit on the functional aspect of things that you mentioned, you know, blood work in general is a very individualized test. And so when you look at the lab levels, if it's kind of swayed one side towards the other, but still in that normal range, it still might be functionally low or high depending on the person. And so that's a lot of times that's what I like to see when, you know, observing new patients and kind of hearing what they're talking about as far as their symptoms and everything like that. I like to see their blood work to see on a functional level, kind of where are they on that scale? Because a lot of times if it's functionally high or functionally low, that gives me a lot of information and tells me, hey, that particular system I still need to look at, or they're still struggling with that, even though it's high or low or normal that they've been told in the past.
Right. So if we have a scale between 0 and 100 and you're at 98 and you're still in normal,
correct,
does that mean that you don't have any symptoms, that you might not feeling anything at that point? Or do we have to wait till you're 101, 102 to start treating it as if there's something going on? So kind of taking those scales, if you think about it, that range and kind of decreasing it and going, you know, you're starting to feel stuff now, whatever it might be. We need to investigate this now before things start to develop even more.
Yes, correct.
So a lot of times I think what's interesting too is in, even from the acupuncture standpoint, obviously 3,000 years ago, we didn't have x-rays and imaging and lab work and everything. And I always tell patients, you know, even the acugraph that we use is a very finite picture in time. And I said, this is you at this particular moment. It may not be you 2 hours from now. It may not be you 2 weeks from now, but it gives us a starting point that we can base on. And what's interesting in acupuncture is some of those observations that the patients have been telling people that this is not right. I do not feel right even though my lab work is correct. There's something wrong with me. That's what I take in as my patient's lab work, you know, their personal lab work, because they're involved with their own symptoms and they know themselves better than anything else. So there are other tests that we tend to look at too, which I think are also overlooked a lot. Like we do look at adrenal health. We look at multiple times throughout the day. How do your adrenals deal with stressors? Are you having trouble waking up in the morning and then having, and wide awake at night? Are we looking at blood work from, like you said, a functional perspective? Even looking at toxic metals and stuff as far as their accumulations that's happened over the years. Can you mention a couple of other ones?
As far as
some of the testing that you've seen that we've done as well too, like sometimes I know we've done like saliva testing to look at pH, essentially to see whether that's first thing in the morning to see what the saliva is like, the one part of the digestive tract or even urinary. Looking at zinc testing to see if the body's absorbing zinc enough, which is a really basic one where you can just taste it and you just kind of know, yep, I need more.
You know,
I need
right
less.
Away. Yes, absolutely.
Anyone who's done that out there as a patient-wise knows exactly what I'm talking about. But I think some of those tests are all vital information that we do on every patient that's coming in and multiple times throughout their treatment plan because it can change and it gives us more information as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And another test that you didn't mention, we also do a stool analysis or have the patient do a stool analysis. And what that kind of tells us too, along with the digestive component that we mentioned previously in the show, is it tells us everything that's in there. So it tells us the good, the bad, what kind of bacteria lives there. Do we need to kind of grow on something else? Do we need to kind of kill off some of the bad guys? It kind of gives us a whole approach to kind of what's actually inside of their intestinal tract.
So we're going to be back in just a minute after the long break here. Keep listening, and hopefully you're getting some great information about the Rozelle Center for Healing on the Dr. Tom Rozelle Show.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back to the Dr. Tom Rozelle Live Show, and we are here in studio, and I'm with Dr. Kristen West and myself, Dr. Stephanie Pina, and we are talking about a little bit of everything, but how it all combines together at the Rozelle Center for Healing and how when people come in, they're surprised on how much of a team approach things happen. And when they come in, what can they bring in from their previous health experiences that can give us information and really come up with a unique individualized treatment plan for them? And essentially, one of the things that when people come in, that they say, you know, our chiropractors are a little different than everybody else. In a good way, of course. They're not different, strange. They're different, cool. And one of the things that they do, you know, we brought it up before and you hear it multiple times, is the idea of applied kinesiology. But a lot of times people think of that they just pushed and pulled on my arm and they did something and they poked at me and they pushed this muscle and they said it was strong or weak and I don't know what that means. So now that we have Dr. West here, we can get an answer. So how does that deal with the way we look at the body as far as treatment goes?
Yeah, so when we are pushing and pulling on a muscle, as you say, we're basically testing that muscle. And earlier in the show, I touched on it a little bit about the 31 pairs of nerves that exit the spine. One goes to the muscle, one goes to the organ. And because of that relationship, you can actually test a muscle from the outside to figure out what's going on with the organ system from the inside. So by certain muscles that you're checking, every set of muscle relates to that organ. So I can test muscles to figure out, you know, we tend to say strong or weak, but that doesn't necessarily mean actual strong or weak muscle. All we're checking is basically the function of that muscle related to that particular organ system. And because of that pushing or pulling, like you said, we're able to really dive in a little bit deeper to figure out what organ systems need a little bit more help.
Okay. And when we look at that too from an overall, what's a great thing, another principle that, you know, really goes across the board with all the practitioners that we use, is looking at it from that triad of health and from treating the structural, mental, stress, emotional, and biochemical as well too. And I always have to laugh because I feel like, you know, the chiropractic side gets the structural, Sue gets the biochemical, and then acupuncture massage gets the mental, emotional. And it's really not that way. You're always treating, everyone's treating all aspects of that side because people come in with physical issues, but underlying, you know that there's an emotional issue that's not being treated and addressed. When that happens, though, and we start to treat, there's also another principle that we all keep in mind is the five factors. And explain to us how those five factors are important and how that really sums up the rest of the body as far as treatment.
Yeah, so going back to the triad of health, like you said, there is a stress, chemical, structural component to that triangle. I mean, it's important because the factors that are in the triangle, we kind of lump together as being stressors to the body. So those three things can affect certain systems of the body. And you mentioned the five factors, and those five factors being, you know, nervous system, especially from the chiropractic standpoint, the nervous system that we touched on a little bit, the blood, the lymph, the spinal fluid, and then your area of specialty, the acupuncture.
So, yeah, bringing all those together, really, we're treating those all at the same time. It's
absolutely
not that one particular type of specialty is going after one thing.
Absolutely. And that, again, that kind of sets us different than other chiropractors as far as applied kinesiologists, because we focus on that triad of health and we really focus on other the components, not just the structural component. So, absolutely.
And so increasing body function, obviously, that's going to help with any kind of inflammation responses. It's going to help improve healing responses. It's going to help us with everything that we need to heal, like improving sleep, also getting the digestive tract to work more. And, you know, from my perspective, from the acupuncture standpoint, getting the energetics of the body to reconnect with itself. It doesn't always have to be treating that symptom right where it is. Like, I have a shoulder pain. Well, is that just shoulder pain or is that something else? And from an acupuncture standpoint as well, too, you know, a lot of patients are coming in and they have questions about pain, especially now when we're looking at what do we do with kind of the opioid epidemic. And when we have them come in, we want to evaluate them from a chiropractic angle, from a nutritional angle, because, and from an acupuncture angle, because it's so all encumbersome. And acupuncture in itself is great because it helps to release the natural endorphins of the body, our own natural opioids. So that same kind of thing that helps treat pain and also treat stress gives us relaxing feeling. So when people come in, it's always nice to relax a little bit, even though they have questions about how the procedure is going to go. That works fine, just like they do about the applied kinesiology. But essentially what they're really doing is we're giving that body a chance for it to kind of help reconnect itself from top to bottom, inside out. And a lot of the same nervous system points that we use in chiropractic to treat our acupuncture points, or the ones that we use with some of the sensitivity testing are acupuncture points. So there's connections between the different modalities that we do that are kind of underlying that people don't know quite about, but there's actually quite a bit of back and forth in there as well too. And so it works well when I can have a conversation with you, Dr. West, on a patient because we're like-minded in what the treatment is.
Yes, absolutely. And a lot of times, you know, I see with patients, you know, with a certain, I guess, symptom pattern, my first go-to is, okay, what can I personally do from a chiropractic standpoint, applied kinesiology standpoint, with that particular patient? But I also realize, too, that, you know, this particular patient needs to have that team environment around them. And so a lot of times, too, adding that other component to it helps kind of bring everything up and really give the patient a positive kind of outlook on what we can do for them.
Right. And the fact that they're literally walking down the hall to the next appointment,
yes,
makes it really nice because we have people that kind of come from all over.
Mm-hmm.
And at least in the DMV area, we're very aware of how difficult, I'll say, it can be to travel in this area.
Yeah.
But you see this around in different parts of the country too, where you have other applied kinesiologists working with other types of modalities as well too, because they understand that it's not just one system and one type of treatment. There's different things, different parts that go along the way. And it may be that at one particular point, you know, someone needs more chiropractic care. They need to work on that structural part a little bit more frequently. Other times it may be that they need a little bit more grounding. So they need to start more with the acupuncture side. So we've worked with patients to see even which treatment on the same day works the best for them over and all. And so when patients come in or they come to the healthcare lectures, there's always aspects of the other modalities kind of intertwined within them. And so when patients walk out, they're kind of like, well, I thought I was going to listen to a chiropractor talk about structural health, but then they talked about blood pressure, and then they talked about diet, and they talked something about magnesium. And I know I heard Dr. Rizal's show, and he talks about magnesium, and how does my adrenals deal with this? It's all on that same level that we kind of bring it all together. And that's what's great about working with a team effect, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, another side of that, too, is, you know, there are also times where a patient comes in and you have this particular treatment plan and this particular symptom, underlying cause that you're working on, but say they had, you know, a day that's the worse than the other days that they've experienced, or they woke up and they have a new thing that kind of came about. If they're seeing, you know, the practitioners, especially on the same day, you know, I can come and find you or Mary Jane or Sue or even Ivani in massage and let them know, like, hey, you know, this came up today with this particular patient. Do you mind kind of addressing some of this and let me know kind of your feedback once you start to treat them and everything like that? So it really is a great kind of environment to be in.
So we talked a little bit about the educational side and like the lectures and obviously stuff like the radio show here where we have people calling in, and sometimes we'll get them calling in from Arizona and around across the seas actually and asking their personal questions. And what's interesting is, you know, whether you're calling in or you're reading a book or something, like I said, lots of information out there. What becomes particular is that it's not as individualized for you unless you're actually in the office and working with someone one-on-one, because not everybody's going to fit into that mold of this treatment or therapy helped 10 other people and here's their recommendations and it's, oh, great. But is that you? Is that you particularly? You know, they say in Chinese medicine, when you talk to 10 acupuncturists, they'll get 10 different treatments because they'll all base it off of one particular diagnosis. But that acupuncturist might see something that's a little bit different in one person versus the next person. A headache can be different from menstrual cramps and hormonal issues to someone who hasn't eaten to someone who's got more tension migraines and their muscles are just so tight or there's not enough blood flow. So you have to treat everyone a little bit differently instead of just saying, well, you're going to get the headache cure-all that we read about in the books especially. So that definitely doesn't happen on the chiropractic side. And I think that speaks also to the importance of how frequent patients come in for care and how that kind of surprises them at the beginning until they start seeing those results and they start going, I get it now. Can you speak on that part as far as when people start coming in and what they start to kind of experience when they do kind of pull all things together? And because there's pros and cons to it, because, I mean, people want the results right away, obviously. They want to know that their time is being effectively used. But how does that work when we're looking from a practitioner standpoint and dealing with the patient?
Yeah, from a practitioner standpoint, you know, the patient, when they come in, they obviously have a particular symptom that they're experiencing. So going back a little bit, what you said about education, it's really important to actually educate the patient that, okay, what you're feeling now is a symptom, whether it's pain, whether it's something else, but there's always something that's underlying that particular cause. And so a lot of times, you know, pain necessarily is the first thing that kind of goes. So it's important that we incorporate kind of the whole body approach, because just because the pain has kind of gone away, there's still a whole lot of things that we kind of can kind of tackle and get, you know, to the point where we need it to get to, through all of the practitioners that are kind of in the office. So a lot of it comes with actually educating the patient on saying, okay, hey, it's great that you're out of pain, but, you know, what else can we do to help you achieve your goals and to kind of overall make your health the best that we can make it?
So sometimes that means we might be seeing them a little bit more often at the beginning.
Correct.
Because we're expecting more changes to happen at the beginning. This is something new and the body's going, what the heck is this? Like, I don't get it. And is this normal or not normal? I talk to the sleep patients all the time about this because they'll get that one great night and then they'll be like, then I just went right back to my normal. I can't sleep for 5 days. And then they got another great night in. And I said, your body thinks those abnormal nights of you not sleeping is the norm. It doesn't know the difference. Same thing digestively. If you've constantly had loose stools and diarrhea and things have not been good, and all of a sudden you start to change things up and start putting good food in there and get the inflammation down, it still doesn't know how to just go and have a regular bowel movement again. It needs that time to be retrained. So basically that's what we're doing, whether we're talking about the inside of the body or the outside of the body.
Yeah, and a lot of times too, I see that with constipation. That's a big one that kind of comes into the office. I see a lot of that because, like you said, that is a particular person's normal. So when asking them certain questions related to bowel movements, they typically say, oh, but I've experienced that my whole life, but wait, you're telling me that that's not normal? I should have a more frequent kind of bowel movement? And so they're almost kind of surprised by the fact that I've been experiencing this for so long, I didn't know that this was not normal. And so, again, that's where the educational component comes into it. You know, we have to get you to the point where things are regular, but we also have to make sure that we're maintaining things down the line as well.
And frequently during that time, while things are starting to change, new symptoms will pop up, or old symptoms like allergies that we've had as a child that seem to have gone away will start to kind of pop up, and they're very annoying. No one likes that, but essentially that body's also telling us it hasn't healed properly before. Whatever you did before with the drugs or antibiotics or stuff like that didn't quite do what it needs to do. So now that I'm a little stronger, let's readdress these issues as well too. And that might mean a completely different approach than what you did last time.
Yeah, absolutely. We kind of explain a little bit that, you know, it's like revealing a layer. Like, we take one thing away, we're covering that, but then other things underneath that layer kind of pop up, like you said. And so it's really getting to that bottom layer and figuring out, okay, what's the primary thing? What's underneath all of that?
It's the old onion analogy.
Yeah.
We're going to be right back for the last section, and hopefully you're still tuned in, getting your thought process going, and we'll continue from there.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
And welcome back to Dr. Thomas L. Live Show. We are in studio. This is Dr. Stephanie Pina and Dr. Kristen West talking about how do we pull everything together that we do at the Result Center for Healing, from chiropractic, acupuncture, massage, nutrition. I don't think some people who have never been to the center understand that we have like 30 employees, so we're a fairly large center. Everything from the clinicals that are bringing people back, making sure they're getting to the correct rooms, doing some of the testing that we talked about earlier, making sure that we have, you know, the on-site biller, Leslie, who answers perfect questions all the time. Like, I don't know where we'd be without her. But essentially, and even front desk, that is the person that you're first going to talk to when you come and sign up for the lectures and you're asking questions and saying, hey, I listened to the show, I want to come in. All of those people are part of your healthcare team, even though you don't realize it, because really what they're doing is they're making sure that you're coming in for your appointment, that you've signed everything, that you've made the commitment that we're making right back to you, because you're part of the team as well too. And when you listen to shows like this, whether it's Dr. Result speaking or we have any of the other lecturers on here and the other doctors, all that information is really getting you more informed so you can make just as many decisions and choices in your healthcare than you can. So you don't feel like there is no reason to continue and I have no other choices. So one of the things, if you like this show in particular too, remember that you can always go to the Dr. Tom Rozell Live YouTube channel and essentially look at, or listen, I should say, because there's not much to look at. There's a couple videos, I guess. But you can listen to probably about 5 years worth of the show on there on different topics. So you just put Dr. Tom Rozell Live into the search engine. And then if you wanted to listen on something like, we'll say digestion, right? Anything that's related to that's going to pop up. And so you'll get those different talks on there. And people have gone back. I go back to them all the time as well, too. So they're definitely a great source to go back to. And usually the Sunday's radio show is usually up by midday, Monday or Tuesday. So even if you miss it on the Sunday and you miss the live presentation, you can always go back to it, which is great because there are always new information that's coming up that you can go back and repeat and kind of go, man, I wish that lecture would come up. You got to tell the front desk that I want to hear that lecture again on ergonomics by Dr. Lamp. Or I want to hear when Dr. West's next lecture's up because she's doing great on the radio show.
So thank you. I appreciate it.
So, and I believe you've got one coming up probably in at least the next couple of months, I think. You're on the rotation now.
Yeah,
so.
I'm in the rotation.
Yeah,
so.
We made sure she got right on the rotation. She could do great on the radio show. She passed the test. So now she's ready to speak live. If you can see patients, you're ready to do some live stuff. So we're going to talk really quickly as we wrap up. What's the most important thing that you think comes out of getting treatment at the Result Center for Healing, or even just combining different types of modalities like chiropractic, nutrition, and acupuncture?
The most important thing to me is, number one, it's educating the patient. And number two, it's allowing myself as the practitioner and the patient to see the results that they're achieving. I feel like a lot of people are kind of result-driven, which is a good place to be, especially in terms of the types of care that we offer at the Rozell Center, because, you know, not only are you going to see results, but at the same time, we're also going to educate you on, okay, once you start seeing results, what do we need to do to help you kind of achieve goals and health from here on out?
And we have to remember too, as practitioners, we're learning from you. the patient, the public, those questions that you ask us all the time, whether you're calling into the radio show or talking to us and pulling us into the hall or in the appointments, that's information that we're learning that we might be able to apply for another patient as well, too. And that happens all the time in seminars. I'll think of someone, they'll be teaching, oh, that's that person. It's great because it's always, we're always learning. It's the practice of medicine. We need you and your patients to come in. So, next week should be back to normal. Dr. Zell, I believe, will be in and he'll have someone on air that he'll be interviewing for one of the next healthcare lectures that's in office. You can always give us a call at the office at 703-698-7117 and also see our information over at the website roselcare.com, www.roselecare.com.